You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I'm only saying this because I love you. Or maybe I'm saying this only because I love you. Or maybe I'm saying only this because I love you. And suddenly what I'm really doing is spending a lot of time thinking about the placement of the word only.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
I can't say that I've ever even stopped to think about what part of speech only is, let alone, you know, what the rules are for placement. What got you thinking about this?
I was in a shared document this week, and there were two of us in there editing, and I was watching us move this only around as we were trying to be accurate in the prose, and you could see that we weren't in agreement about where the only should go. Therefore, I thought I should talk about it. Your question of what part of speech is only, the answer is it's an adverb. And one of the things about adverbs is that they can move around. They can modify multiple different parts of speech. They can modify verbs, other adverbs, adjectives, entire clauses, and they're pretty mobile. For example, if we thought about the adverb quickly, we could say, she wrote the email quickly. She quickly wrote the email. Quickly she wrote the email. That quickly can move around.
So many options.
Now, of course, in those sentences, it doesn't make a difference where the quickly goes. With only, the argument is that it can matter. What only does is limit the scope. And grammarians will say that you want it to be right next to the thing that it's limiting. Let me give you an example. You want to get coffee. You forgot your wallet. You need money. So you ask to borrow some money, and I give you $2. You are not entirely pleased with that because you need more money than that. And you say, Anne only gave me $2. Now, for hundreds of years, there are grammarians who would have said that you are wrong.
Anne only gave me two. You know, it sounds right to say it that way, but I'm guessing you could say Anne gave me only $2.
Exactly. That what you're not happy about is that I gave you only $2 as opposed to $4 or $5. Not that you only gave it to me as opposed to lending it to you or something else. But as you say, it makes total sense. And I think that that is the important thing to remember here is that most of the time we can tell from context what the only limits. But there are times where it can be ambiguous. And I'll come back to that in a minute. The concern about this goes back hundreds of years. Bishop Loth, who wrote a very famous grammar in 1763, went after the sentence, I only spoke three words. And there again, it was the sense that it should be, I spoke only three words, because it's not that you only spoke them versus writing them, it's that it was only three words. Some grammarians have said that only is the most frequently misplaced adverb in the English language. Occasionally, it does create ambiguity, and this is where I would say people probably want to be careful, particularly in written prose. In spoken language, we can typically figure it out, but in writing, here's an example of how it can be ambiguous, and this comes from the editors of the American Heritage Dictionary. They're talking about dictators and how they feel about force. Here's one version. Dictators respect only force. They are not moved by words. So there we can see the only is modifying force. That's what dictators respect. Here's a different version. Dictators only respect force. They do not worship it. In that case, the only is about how do they feel about force. They respect it. They don't worship it. So there, the placement of only can make a difference in how the sentence gets interpreted. If we go back to the $2, she only gave me $2, she gave me only $2. In context, most people would interpret those exactly the same way.
And only you could get us all to pause on a Sunday morning to think about the word only and how to use it properly.
I always want to make sure that other people become as focused on something as I am focused on it in a particular week.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.